This news update is being brought to you by Sienna Facilities and Autumn Wood of Deckerville for skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere. Call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville. We're all about you. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and some of your latest headlines. Where law enforcement in Huron and Tuscola counties are wrapping up efforts against distracted driving. Troopers and officers from various agencies, including the Caro Post and Caro Police, along with deputies from both county sheriff's departments and troopers from the 3rd District Traffic Enforcement Team, will conduct extra patrols next week. Their focus is going to be on enforcing the hands-free and move-over law to promote safe driving practices and raise awareness of the dangers of distracted driving. This crackdown follows legislative actions last June, making it illegal to manually use a cell phone or any mobile electronic device while driving in Michigan. The law prohibits drivers from holding or supporting a phone or device with any part of their hands, arms, or shoulders while driving. Prohibited activities include making or answering calls, texting, watching videos, accessing social media, browsing the internet, and using GPS or navigation systems. Texting, in particular, poses a significant risk due to the visual, manual, and cognitive distraction. Officers can stop and ticket drivers for distracted driving violations as a primary offense. Penalties range from fines to community service with stricter consequences for repeat offenders. Drivers are urged to prioritize safety by adhering to hands-free regulation and remaining attentive while driving, contributing to safer roads for all. Another local news here. The Michigan State Police, 7th District, through its Houghton Lake Post, they're going to host, they did host, Purses with Purpose initiative at Walmart. The event aimed to gather purses filled with personal care items for Riverhouse, that is a local domestic violence service near Grayling. The project, driven by the urgent need to assist those escaping abusive situations, prioritizes essential comfort items like toothbrushes and clean socks. In 2019, Trooper Andrea Tillman spearheaded the project as part of an initiative to involve residents during Sexual Assault Awareness Month, drawing inspiration from collaborative efforts by the Oasis Family Resource Center. So throughout April, the community is urged to contribute by donating purses filled with essential items. Community members generously contributed over $260 in cash and 32 purses filled with personal care items. Those donations were handed over to Riverhouse by MSP's Houghton Lake Post, supporting individuals affected by domestic violence through Purses with a Purpose. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Autumn Wood of Deckerville, where every step we take is all about you. Here's Carrie Regantine to tell you more.
Hi, I'm Carrie Regantine, administrator at Autumn Wood of Deckerville. We understand the importance of trust and peace of mind when it comes to your loved one's care. In our community, we provide a place where local families find assurance that their loved ones receive the diligent care they deserve. From personalized care plans to round-the-clock attention, we ensure your loved ones are cherished. For our neighbors in Deckerville, we aim to instill confidence about our skilled nursing care. Because at Autumnwood, it's not just care, it's a commitment to your family's well-being.
At Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you and your loved ones. Call us at 810-376-2145 to schedule a tour and witness the peace of mind we provide. Or visit siennahealthcare.com for a virtual tour of our building.
About quarter after 1 o'clock on April 13th, a minor four-car hit-and-run crash on the northbound lanes of I-75 turned fatal after an initial collision in a construction zone just south of East Holly Road. All four occupants gathered in the roadway to exchange information. However, amidst this exchange, another driver collided with the rear of the last vehicle, and that set off a chain reaction. And it was tragic, as three individuals who had become pedestrians in the aftermath of the first crash were struck. One pedestrian, a 24-year-old from Alpena, lost their life, while another suffered severe injuries. Prompt medical aid was provided by Michigan State Police troopers. Investigations into the secondary crash continue, with authorities emphasizing the importance of safety protocols on the road. Flight Lieutenant Mike Shaw urges motorists to prioritize safety by moving vehicles out of travel lanes if possible. And if they can't be moved, Shaw advises, stay in your car with your seatbelt fastened, call 911, and we'll make the area safe and allow you to get off the roadways. For the latest Thumb Area News anytime, do make sure you go to thumbnet.net. That news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities and Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. And for the latest Thumb Area News anytime, always make sure you go to thumbnet.net.